is a beautiful Monday, even though it's cold.
102 Jams. Did you
realize that you were attacking? 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, man. We're just having a great time in here this Monday morning early. Because we are the champions.
We are the champions.
We are the champions,
my
man.
Friend.
Big shout to Winston-Salem State men's basketball team, man. Won a very, very close game against Fayetteville State.
I mean, it went down to the last shot.
Literally.
It went down to the last shot.
Big shout to Big Shot Rob, man. Down to... He's shooting 3 free throws.
Yes.
And hits all three of them. Hits the first two. They call a timeout to ice them. He hits the third one.
Nothing but net, too.
Nothing. I'm talking about bottoms on them things. It felt so good to be back on top, man. Big shout to Cleo Hill Jr., man. Just great feeling, man. Great feeling. Big shout to everybody that survived CIAA. So,
yeah.
Just like in like Division I AA tournaments, do you guys get an automatic bid to the Division II national championship, correct?
Yes, playoffs.
Okay, boom.
Well, not the national championship, but the playoffs. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the tournament.
Yeah, the D2 tournament.
Yes, sir. We definitely get a shot in the D2 tournament from what I was told from everybody I talked to. And I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how far we'll go. Don't really care. Just a good feeling to win the CIAA in Charlotte the last time before it heads off to Baltimore.
Charlotte was great, too.
Man, Charlotte was a great host city once again.
Yeah, it was.
They really were. They really were.
I mean, y'all got to take it up to Baltimore next year. Y'all reigning champs. I said that, man.
Look at Rock's face. Leading up to it, I was like, I'm not going to Baltimore, man. I want to show them. Ain't nobody coming to support that.
And then we won.
But with us winning, man, we got to go support the defending champions, man.
There we go. Rock, you got to go support it.
We got to, Rock.
Defending champs.
Buses to Baltimore, I guess.
Hey, buses to Baltimore, Big Rock. CIAA 2021.
Yep.
We out there. Courtside. Lit. Foot on the wood.
Now, Charlotte different now. Don't say courtside up there. You go up there to Baltimore. We don't know about it.
In the nose.
We can purchase courtside seats.
Man, they do it so greasy how they say it's sold out, but it really don't be sold out in there, Rob. Yeah. Why can't you agree with me for once? Just be there. Yes. Yes. Morning Rush is back today.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. About 1 hour away from hooking you up with them duck donuts and that hot coffee. They're going to have to bring me back one of them coffees this morning, Big Rock. I want to taste what the duck donuts coffees taste like.
That's what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm going to see what kind of creamers they got up there and whatnot. Go ahead and indulge.
I'm 14 sure.
minutes after 6 o'clock, you're listening to 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew, and we're sending you to Wildin' Out Live this morning.
Ever since Pop Smoke was murdered, there's been this narrative among rappers that they're pushing now, that they are in so much danger because they're rappers.
Mm-hmm.
And Irv Gotti was asked about it, and he just flat out said, listen, hip-hop is dangerous.
It only happens in hip-hop, and I don't wish that on nobody, but you know what I'm saying? It's not like you're ever going to see, like, Justin Bieber got smoked or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's only hip-hop.
Well, Justin Bieber isn't talking about smoking people and selling dope.
Can we be real about it?
Yes.
Can we be real about it?
We have got to.
Like, you want to talk about, you know, how hip-hop is the only genre where you see that. Well, what other genre of music do you see people that want to be gangsters, want to be killers, want to be drug dealers? Like, let's be real about what we're saying here.
Fact. What is it that you're talking about? What pictures are you painting of yourselves?
You feel me?
Like, that would make sense that you would be the targets of this type of rhetoric because... This is the type of rhetoric that you spew on countless records.
Countless records.
I'm not even understanding how the rappers are trying to push this narrative.
I know.
There was another one
that said something similar. I can't remember who it was.
I like what Waka Flocka
said. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I like what Waka said. Waka said, like, rap ain't dangerous. Like, you catch that. If you a drug dealer rapper, yeah, you can live in danger. If you talking about all that other stuff and doing it, yeah, you live in danger. But hip-hop ain't dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said hip-hop
like, it's one of the most profitable genres out there. Like, what do you mean it's dangerous? Like,
yeah, it's definitely
that's
not.
Just y'all. And I agree with Walk.
Mm.
Today is the 1 year anniversary of the baby's album.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby.
Want him sitting there with the blue hat, with him sitting on the hat.
Yeah.
His first album he dropped.
Oh, I wasn't familiar then.
Let's
go. Of course you were.
Kirk?
No, before Kirk.
Before Kirk.
Why can't I think of the name of the damn album? I'm getting angry. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still investing in real estate. I just went and gave my mama a hundred. Baby on baby. Yeah, I had to correct that. Baby on baby. Jesus. I'm a little bit different. They get it. No, I'm stiff on the bit. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew is your plug, man. We're hooking you up with Morning Rush right now. I just seen Los dragging through the building. You should have just seen him, Rock.
Los was up here?
I just seen him right there. He got on a green coat and a green
tie. Look at him right there.
Look at Los. Los is here. That's how you know it's official, man. Duck Donuts is coming. Look at Los.
What do you want?
I'm wide awake, man.
Look at Los. He is good. Look at
him.
I mean, you wide awake at 6:26, Los.
Probably about 2 o'clock, I'll be
crashing.
That man gonna crash.
Crashing.
Yeah.
Gonna have his door open, but not gonna be in there, Big Rock.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Would you like to let us know where the Jams machine is gonna be at with the Duck Donuts, or do we have to wait?
No, we're gonna wait.
Okay.
I'll tell you it's Greensboro, of course.
It is in Greensboro.
Can't tell you where.
Duck Donuts coming soon.
Injured at work and want some free advice? We have 3 workers' comp. Ever since I left the city.
Drake dropped 2 songs over the weekend. Did you guys hear either one of them?
No.
When to Say When and Chicago Freestyle. He also dropped a video. The video featured both songs just in one. Song Cry is one of the samples that
what?
He used. Yes. Mm. Did not load them to any streaming services, but you can find them on SoundCloud.
I've been in a CIAA bubble, Big Rock.
Clearly.
Well, my day is. Learn more at parknc.org.
Sure will. 6:31 in the morning. A little chilly out there, 42 degrees. Gonna get to a high 63. It's not too bad. 63 is kind of.
63 feel good.
Cool, pleasant though.
No, 63 all right now.
Pleasant?
Yeah, a little pleasant. 63 all right, ain't it, bro? Yeah, 63.
Pleasant. Shut up, bro.
On the roads in Greensboro, it's an accident on Gate City Boulevard at English Street. They probably over there at Gate City Boulevard at English Street thinking that's where we bringing them donuts, trying to start a little crowd of people. Y'all don't even know where we're coming yet, Greensboro, but the Morning Rush is coming. Winston-Salem, accident on University Parkway right near 52 and Patterson Avenue. Other than that, nothing to report. That's Drankin's computer.
No, that isn't.
Yeah. Yeah, we've heard this one before, haven't we?
It wasn't.
Rain or snow, music on the go.
9 times out of 10, this is a man's world.
In 25 minutes, it'll be 7 a.m., and that's around the time we'll start letting you know where you should be if you want donuts and coffee inside the Morning Rush this morning.
This morning's Mansers is actually from a guy. He says, does any other man have a problem with the amount of money that girls spends on hair and nails and stuff? Me and my girl have been trying to save for a house, but we can't because she spends most of her money on crap like getting her nails done. I tell her that's not important to me. She doesn't need all that. But she says she likes to do it and wants me to be cool. Nah, it's too much money wasted. Why?
I feel him on that.
Do you feel him on that?
I feel him on that. No, because when we're trying to reach a goal together, like when you do cut back on things. Like I've been there trying to buy a house, and like Ajwa didn't do the whole nails and all that stuff because it really wasn't a priority. And I didn't do some things too. Like, you know, I get one haircut a month. You know what I'm saying? That haircut run me a whole month.
Yeah.
You know, by the time I'm going, I got the widow's peak.
I do agree she can probably sacrifice some things, but Y'all can go with things like that, just one haircut a month.
But Roxy,
you can go
trying
one hair not, a month.
Yes, right.
With who?
Just your nails done once a month.
Or not even at all.
I just said she can sacrifice some things. I think nails are one of those things.
Yeah.
But when
hair too, Rock.
No.
Rock, hair too.
No, I don't agree. I'm not
buying
agree.
A bunch of, like, when he says buying hair, does he mean like buying like bundles and things like that?
Yes.
No.
More than once a month, Rob.
Now, when we're trying to get a house,
I don't know how often she's buying, but I did look at her pictures.
Yeah.
She does have bundles, so she does that.
But more than once a month, you don't think that's excessive?
She doesn't have to do it once a month, but I don't know that she does it once a month.
But that's what you're saying.
More than once a month.
Let me get clarity on what you were saying.
Okay.
You said that you will not agree that that's something she should cut back on, the hair.
Right.
But the hair cutting back to once a month, that's not accessible?
Yeah, for her, that's fine. If she was wearing her natural hair, no, I wouldn't agree with that.
If she was wearing her natural hair, then once a month, you do not agree with?
No.
Okay, but if she's getting weave or bundles or whatnot, then you do agree once a month?
She can do once a month on that.
Why not with the natural? Just
you just have to go more often to keep it up.
Okay. Okay. John, your wife is natural. Mm-hmm. You agree with that? I'm just getting clarity perspective I damn. Because I don't really.
I'm just saying. You know, we're trying to get a house where we can cut back. I say scale back. Can she not get a protective style?
She does. She has sewing, so she's got a protective
style. That's what that is?
Yes.
How long does that protect?
Like I said, she can go a month.
She can do that a month.
She can go a month.
How much do that? Because when y'all get that done, it'd be like $300.
It depends. Yeah, it depends on how much your hair costs. But that's going to run you.
But let me just gauge your eyes right now. $150 a month, that's like cheap. Let me gauge your eyes.
What you mean?
$150, like to get your little protective style weave sewn in. $150, is that like a...
I mean, that's the sew-in itself.
That's low-end?
That's the sew-in itself with no hair.
But let's go. What if she got hair and sew-in? $150, that's the low-end.
Where is she getting a hair and sewing
somebody
for $150?
Somebody hooking up.
Okay, if she can get a hookup, but...
That's bad, ain't it?
The question he asked was... It's not about running down prices.
Yes, it is, though, because he's talking about it's too expensive. That's like the main thing.
What he said was, does any other man have a problem with the amount?
That's what I'm trying to see what the amount is. That's not something that I deal with. But I do agree with the prices being super different. Like, I go get a manicure, it's $15. Carla go get her gel and all that food, it's like $70 or $40,
$50. Yeah, about $40.
You're like, what are you talking about? What? Like, so I can understand the frustration in that. However, you know me, Rock. I don't have a problem with that. Like, if that's what you got to do to make yourself feel good and you want to feel confident about yourself, you want to look great, I don't have a problem with spending that money. Mm-hmm. But I agree with Drankins, too, though, Big Rock, and the idea that we're working towards a goal.
Towards a goal, yeah.
So you got to be able to cut back on something.
Just for a while.
Yeah.
Just for a while.
Yeah. So I would have a problem with it if it was infringing upon us meeting our goal.
Big old freak. Big booty, big old tree. I'm going to make them wait for the cook.
Winston-Salem State University men's basketball CIAA champions. Huh? Yeah, I'm just going to make sure I mention that enough this morning.
They did that.
You saw Trail's fake crying, Bit Rock?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it. Look at my... I saw it.
Did y'all see Trail's fake crying?
I saw that.
Was Trail's fake crying?
Not Trail's.
I hear Trail's. Trail says that he wasn't fake crying. He said by the time the cameras got there, his tears was gone.
Even that. Forget that. Trail's has been around with Southern State enough to see winning.
Yeah.
He's been there before.
But listen now, Drake.
Why did Trails?
We've been off the winning map for about half a decade now. It's been 5 years. Five good, strong, long years.
Oh, okay.
Since we've been on the apex.
So what y'all said to me was, his head going down and grabbing.
Yeah.
That was warranted.
He said his emotions were raging. That's the text message he sent me.
What did you send him? What did you say to him?
Those weren't raging.
Just out of curiosity.
His emotions were spewing.
Because I don't really remember.
They weren't raging.
I'm going to put Trails crying on our... On our Twitter and ask people if they think he's being real or not.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I'm going to put it on the Instagram.
_3Live Crew.
I'm going to put it on the Instagram.
And I'm going to get under there and comment, y'all don't see no tears.
Gosh, what did I say down here? Dang.
Oh, you don't remember what you said?
Oh.
It's okay. It's
okay. I said you with that fake crying before the game. No, I said you with that fake crying didn't have me laughing all damn day, Trails. And so he says, I didn't know if you had seen the pictures. Man, I was really over there crying, man. Those tears were gone when the cameras got there. LOL. Emotions was raging, man. I said, bro, it was not a tear in sight.
And who puts that in their explanation? The tears was gone before the camera. By the time the cameras had gotten over there.
That's what he said to me,
Drake.
Man,
so what you
really
saying? You was trying to keep them around?
Those tears was gone when the other cameras came.
So y'all don't give Trails the benefit of the doubt?
Man.
What if his emotions were raging?
Trails was crying like he shot the free throws that clinched the game. Rob didn't even cry a bit, Rob.
Huh? And he clinched it.
And Rob was a senior. That was his last game in the FSSU uniform in his life.
Clinched it.
And he didn't cry.
Okay.
Perspective?
Yes, perspective.
Now, I'm going to put this video on the 102, on the 3 Live Crew Instagram page. So you need to be following that. And Roxy's going to have it on the 3 Live Crew Twitter.
Yeah.
That's underscore the number 3 LIVECREW.
I don't know what's funnier, man. Them get my man Deron sleep right there at the game.
Gosh.
Or Trail's fake crying.
Oh, man. Oh, it's a battle.
It's a battle.
Oh, because I don't know. I wish you could have saw Deron before the game.
Tyler Ball Award goes to Deron or Trails. Sell a whole thing, I ain't need out of skillet.
Minutes away from 7 a.m. 3 Live on your radio saying good morning. It is March. Wow.
Trails is not the only one getting roasted on social media. Oprah Winfrey is getting her share of these jokes.
Hey, I was going to see my double A bubble rock. I didn't know Oprah had hit the skibbity scoop pop and the boom up that biscuit wappy. I didn't know.
Hey, she hit that too. Exactly how you just said that. You could probably never say that again like that again, but that's exactly what she did right there, verbatim. Like, no, if he could talk, you know what the picture say, if this was a person, like, if skibbity-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop was a person, you'd have to show that little gif of Oprah falling. If skibbity-bop-bop-bop-bop was a person, it's Oprah. If skibbity-bop-bop-bop...
Oh, sorry, Rob.
If you have not seen Sam Fall,
sorry.
Please, once again, we're going to be very active on social media this morning.
Yeah,
underscore 3 Live Crew.
I see.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was speaking live at an event in LA. And I mean, just the fall, though. The fall, you
skibbity
guys.
Skibbity boobop, but skibbity be. Skibbity boop, skibbity skirt. Hey, she was talking about balance, though.
Yes. Was talking about balance. Huh?
And she's been getting roasted all weekend. You know, 50 Cent had to get his jokes off on Instagram. Snoop Dogg jumped in there. 50 Cent said it was the ghost of Michael Jackson. He said the ghost of Michael Jackson tripped her. And then Snoop Dogg jumped in 50 Cent's comments and said it was Kobe Bryant that helped her fall.
Oh, come on.
They are giving it to her.
Are you serious?
Yes, boy.
She looked like James Harden driving to the basket and getting fouled. No, he be walking. He fall.
You remember that comedy special with Kevin Hart talking about how Shaq be falling in sections?
Exactly like
that.
It was just like that.
It was the slowest, longest fall.
The slowest, longest.
Then she said, "Oh, my shoes."
My shoes.
Hey, whoever made them shoes is about to go bankrupt, man. Right? This morning, it's over.
It's the shoes? Oh, it's the shoes.
Oh, if they make you Shaq fall.
Somebody got to do that meme with the commercial, with the Michael Jordan. It was the shoes? No, it's the shoes. And then she falling. She always puts me
first. Ham biscuits for just $3. It's bow time.
Madness in March.
Beer Rock.
What?
It's March Madness, sis.
Let's do it.
102.
Even though my team is spiraling, going the wrong way towards tournament.
Wait a minute.
Time.
We're not even participating in the tournament this year. Hey, we're about 30 minutes, 40 minutes away from getting hooked up inside Duck Donuts, B-Rock. But this hour, everybody's trying to go to Wildin' Out.
Wildin'.
Very fun game we're playing this morning. Let me holler. It's very simple. Up first, we have Brittany calling up, B-Rock.
Okay.
Now, simple, Brittany. We got a Wildin' Out guy here. His name is Drankins. What up, Drank?
What up?
Now, you got to spit your Let Me Holler line. If it's funny, you will win tickets to go to Wildin' Out Live. Mm-hmm. If it is not funny, you will get the dial tone. Do you understand?
Okay.
Here we go.
Damn, Daddy, I got them yaxes in. Where we going this weekend?
Yeah, nowhere. Nowhere fast.
Didn't go anywhere fast with that one.
No.
All right.
No.
Let's go to line two right here. Line two, we got
where
Josh.
Where we going?
Josh on the phone. Josh, same thing applies, man. We got a Wildin' Out girl here. Her name is Roxy. Good morning, Roxy.
Good morning.
All right, man. Josh is here. He's got a Let Me Holler line. Josh, if it's a funny line, boom, you get tickets to Wildin' Out Live. If it is not, you get the dial tone just like Brittany. Do you understand?
Sounds good.
All right, let's do it, Josh.
Well, Ross, I'm going to hit you some sentimental stuff.
Mm.
If I had a painting for every time you was in my mind, running through my mind, I would only have 1 cent because you never leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, brokey. It's your little 1 cent.
It's a tough crowd. very tough crowd. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. If you would like to holler at Drank or Roxy.
Oh, you ain't gonna put that on me and Big Rock. You heard that. You heard both of them.
You know I ain't come to play, let's turn me up. Snapping off the rip. Yo, say I'm a favorite. Ha. You crowded up.
It's 7-Eleven, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Drinking's picking on me because I didn't get a CIAA champion's hat.
I'm not picking. You was just excited.
But when you get down there, when you're at a Celebration Bowl, you always get you one of them Celebration Bowl hats and stuff every single time, man.
Drake is a professional at this point.
He is, man. He is.
He's a professional
at this
point.
And I'm so out of routine with it.
Yes.
We ain't won a championship in 8 years.
At least you got on the floor, though.
I was there.
Not many can say that.
Not many can say that. I was out there with my good shoes on.
Y'all second most in wins, though, in titles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got 12.
Behind Virginia.
They got 17.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y'all going to catch them?
We are, bro. We are.
Well, John C. Smith only got 3.
Look at him.
Oh, my. Down, ain't you? Horns down, ain't
Listen, man, people try to win these tickets to Wildin' Out Live. What's your name, mama?
My name's Jasmine.
All right, Jasmine, it's simple. We're playing Let Me Holler. We got a Wildin' Out guy here. His name is Drankins. If your line is funny, you win the tickets. If not, you get the dial tone. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Let Me Holler.
What's up, Drankins? I'm chocolate with purple blue eyes. What's good?
Hunter, you chocolate with what?
I'm chocolate with blue eyes. What's good?
I'm blind.
Why was that? What did that mean? Chocolate and blue eyes.
Why got her hollow?
Well, I'm missing something.
I put the new 4G's on the G. I drive into the bloody bar.
Better call Becky with the good hair.
It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. What say you? Those are the last three words on this post, Bit Rock, as I hit send. And now the video of Trails crying or fake crying is up on the 3 Live Crew Instagram.
Yeah, _ 3 Live Crew.
Yep.
We are leaving it up to the people.
Yeah. Yeah. I did put what me and Drankins think. Roxy is looking for another angle.
Yes, and because Trell said by the time the cameras were out, the tears had dried up.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see another angle of said tears.
Yeah. So if you're interested, make sure you're following 3 Live Crew _3LIVECREW. Drankins has found some footage of him now, topless.
Well, we beat Central 3 years ago
at
Aggie Stadium. It was on today. It was on a Monday. I rushed the court with my shirt off, waving it in the air.
Everybody's winners, man. Winston-Salem State CIAA winners. And we're trying to find a winner to send somebody to Wildin' Out Live, man. The Wildin' Out Tour is coming to Charlotte. Brian says he would like to participate this morning. Are you ready to get this thing popping? That was his name. What's your name?
Brian.
All right, Brian. We're playing Let Me Holler. It's simple. We got a Wildin' Out girl here, Roxy. If your line is funny, you get the tickets. If it's not, you get the dial tone, Brian. Do you understand?
Okay.
All right, Let Me Holler.
All right. Hey, Roxy.
Yes.
The love I got for you is like diarrhea. I just can't hold it in.
I liked it.
Hey, congratulations, Brian. You just won tickets to Wild It Out Live. You and a friend can go, man. It's Sunday at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Of course, Nick Cannon's going to be there, DC Young Fly, Emmanuel Hudson, Carlos Miller, and it's got a performance by Saweetie.
Okay.
All right? So you have a ball down there, Brian. Good job, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
That's fake, bro. All cap. These are the comments that's already on the Instagram page. Big shout out to Brian, man. He is going to Wildin' Out Live 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. And how many tickets we got? A lot. How many Duck Donuts we got? A lot. Morning Rush is back this morning, baby. Y'all. 25 minutes after 7 o'clock on March 2nd. Good morning.
I knew it was only a matter of time before it happened.
What, Big Rock?
Deputies that responded to Kobe Bryant's crash site did take pictures, and they are sharing said pictures inside and outside of the department. And this was only found out when a complaint was filed with the LA County Sheriff's Department because a bartender overheard a deputy showing a woman a picture of the crash site because he was trying to pick her up. Mm. It's being said that the department tried to sweep it all under the rug, told the deputies, listen, if you just delete the pictures, you will not face any punishment. But at this point, the cat is out of the bag and something is going to have to come from it. Like, deleting the pictures just isn't enough. Vanessa Bryant's lawyers released a statement on her behalf, and he said first responders should be trustworthy. It is inexcusable and deplorable that some deputies from the Lost Hills Sheriff Subtraction, other surrounding substations, and the LAFD, that's the fire department, would allegedly breach their duty. This is an unspeakable violation of human decency, respect, and the privacy right of the victims and their families. We are demanding that those responsible for these alleged actions face the harshest possible discipline and that their identities be brought to light to ensure the photos are not further passed around.
Yeah, I agree. That would be super tacky.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's going to happen, though. Some of the pictures going to get sold. Just the world we live in. Just, I mean, the day we live in with social media so powerful and people want to see. And imagine all the people that wanted to be at the memorial.
We already said that TMZ had to have people, the first responders, on the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they get that information so fast, man.
But every year.
My fault, what, Rob?
I was about to say, this doesn't even have anything to do with TMZ.
Mm-mm.
No, it doesn't. But that just, by officers being, like, that just, it just further feeds the fuel to my fire that I know the TMZ has first responders on the payroll now. Like, you got cops that are just taking the pictures just so that they can have them. And
yes.
Just, you know,
yes,
what I mean?
Do.
Like,
No, I believe people just took them to have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And some of them, I think some of them, you know, looking for their come up. Everybody's looking for a come up.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's
so,
what
I mean, just because you're a sheriff, I mean, sheriffs, I'm pretty sure they make good money, but hey, everybody's looking for a come up.
Every year, millions fly with us at Allegiant because to get
your free consultation and get 50% off your installation, that's InvisibleFence.com.
Yeah.
I was. Shut up. Don't talk about how you're going to get one for Deuce.
I said forget it. 42 out there, partly cloudy. 63 going to be the high.
Okay. In Greensboro, there's an accident on Gay City Boulevard at English Street in Winston-Salem, University Parkway near 52 and Patterson Avenue. If you are in the mood for some duck donuts and some hot coffee for absolutely free, please keep listening because after you get to Summer Walker and Drake, my folks Fat G's will let you know exactly where you can show up in Greensboro right now to get hooked up inside the morning rush. Straight from 102 Jams and the 3 Live crew.
Duck donuts and coffee for you.
It's 7:37, 23 minutes away from 8 a.m. And when you hear this music, you should already know what time it is out there in them streets. You dig that?
Morning rush!
Morning rush, man. Donuts, coffee, dress for you. Folks have been asking us since the daggone got cold. When are you bringing the morning rush back? Well, when the warm weather gets back a little bit. It's going to be about 63 degrees today. It is March the 2nd, and we got the homie Fat G's out there in the streets. Where you at, Jeezy?
Good morning. Good Monday morning in March to you, baby. Fat G's out here in the streets, and we back at it. As promised, morning rush. We're kicking it off right here in the borough, man. Right here in the borough. I'm out here already. The jam crew's out here. Set up donuts, coffee. I know you want them. I know some of you are a little late for school. Come on right here and get you some donuts. Hey, some of y'all coming in from CIAA. And you late for work.
Hello.
Bring your ass right here and get you some donuts and some high job, all right? We out here at the Summit Plaza, right here across from the Wendy's AutoZone, right here at Summit. By the Miss Winners, you know where we at. City Train. Pull up on us, man. We out here, baby. Fat G's. Morning rush. Let's get it.
You already know how it's going down. Appreciate you, G's, man. Right over there, Summit Avenue. Right there by City Trends in the Summit Plaza. Go over there and get hooked up, man. You'll see the jams machine out there. You'll see the street team out there. Thomas probably out there dancing. My boy Tomas.
Oh, you know Thomas dancing.
Oh, you know Tomas is out there dancing. Oh, you know that. He know all the latest dance moves. Ask him to teach your kids. Good morning. Been over, then I'm working. Cop gunner if you want your break. Oh, baby. The Summit Plaza in Greensboro. That's where Fat G's and the Street Team is right now inside the Morning Rush with your Duck Donuts. It's 19 minutes until 8 o'clock. You're listening to the 3 Live Crew.
Megan Thee Stallion is having problems with her label, and she says that because of those problems, she cannot release new music. Now, us hotties, we were waiting for Meg's new album, Sugar, and we were waiting for some new singles. She's been putting up little videos on her Instagram of her in the studio, but she says it might be a minute before she can release said music.
When I signed, I didn't really know what was in my contract. I was young. I think I was like 20. Soon as I said I want to renegotiate my contract, everything went left. Like, it just all went bad. It all went left. It's really just like a greedy game. Wasn't trying to lead a label. Wasn't trying to not give nobody money that they feel like they entitled to. I just want to renegotiate.
So she got on her live yesterday to a little bit further explain to her fans what's going on. She said that, and I watched her live, and she said that she signed to two independent labels, and really everything she does it on her own. Mm-hmm. She didn't really explain like what the label is for. She was just saying like it's an independent label. I am technically like an independent artist. I'm doing everything. And she said that when she signed to Roc Nation Management, it was pointed out to her that, you know, there was some verbiage in her contract that really wasn't necessarily for her. Again, she didn't go into what verbiage that was in her contract or what specifically she has an issue with, but she does say that she wants to renegotiate with 1501 Entertainment, and you know, it's a problem. And so, you know, they're just kind of at a standstill right now, and we're just waiting to see how it all plays out.
She's just gonna have to cut that check, Rock.
To get out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's going to have to cut that check. Because, I mean, I'm sure they got something in there where they hosing her.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? She's 20, just happy to get a deal.
Yeah.
You know, not knowing that she... I mean, of course, having confidence that she's going to be successful, but not knowing she was going to come shoot out the way she shot out.
The way she did, yeah.
The label, they gambled. They put up whatever they put up, so they want to recoup that. Plus, the verbiage in it probably has them getting all types of percentages that isn't quite fair to you when you're really doing the real math on it. She's going to have to cut that check. That's what happened when you sign them contracts, man. You just be so excited, just want to do it, not even realizing what that fine print is.
People still signing contracts, child.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We need this on written. When you sell this amount of records, I get this percentage. That's on me. That's 7:51, 9 minutes until 8 a.m. 3 Live, right here on your radio. And Roxy and I had a great day all the way up until about 7 o'clock. We were both on the same page. Our Rams had won the CIAA tournament. We were right there in close proximity with each other watching one hell of a game.
Yes. 63-63. That was a good game,
Roxy,
man.
Down two with 3 seconds left. Rob Cologne goes and hits 3 free throws.
Clutch free throws.
Wins that game, man. First CIAA basketball championship in 8 years. Our 12th total. And can I just say, big shout out to the WSSU Powerhouse Cheerleaders.
They looked good.
But Roxy, they worked so hard all week.
What all they do?
I mean, of course, they did their Stomp and Shake competition,
yes,
joint.
Okay.
Then, of course, they were doing community service.
Oh,
they had to cheer
that
for the men and the women's. If you remember, the men and the women's both played Thursday and Friday. They had to cheer for the men and the women's Thursday and Friday, and then for the men in the championship game on Saturday.
And looked great.
And looked great out there, man. I didn't even get to see, because at the same time the men were winning the CIAA championship, my Tar Heels were embarrassing Syracuse. 92-79. My
Golly.
Son just, I mean, smacked them, Rob. Smacked them. Everybody was talking about that zone. How was Cole Anthony going to play against the zone? Who was going to step up? Won't they? Won't. Shot him right up out of that. Mm. Cole Anthony had 7 threes. Zay was hitting me up. Zay
if
was
he's
like,
shooting like that, ain't no zone.
Ain't no zone, bitch.
No. If a team is shooting like, I mean, if an individual is shooting like that.
Legit.
Ain't no zone.
Ain't no zone. You got to change that, Bayham. But nevertheless.
He ain't. He ain't.
And is not. Zay was hitting me up telling me how good he liked the boys playing, man. It was a very interesting game, man. It is our redemption tour, the back half of the season. Up next, Wake Forest, tomorrow night. Now, my night got even better, Roxy, when I saw that Duke. As I was leaving the day party, my bar crawl, I stopped right there at the door. It's 15 seconds left, and Duke is, I think it might have been even tied. Was it 50-50? Not really sure. But
I don't remember.
Duke did lose 52-50 against a tough Virginia team on the road in Virginia. And tonight, NC State comes to Durham.
Yes. Mm. And we better get some face back.
Better get
I'm sick of the shenanigans.
Y'all lost to NC State.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the shenanigans now.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
We are going the wrong way.
Do you know what happened in the game?
I saw the end of the game. We got to a bar in time for me to see like the last 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Now, I will say.
Talk to me.
Now, we had a good look at the end of the game when Trey Jones passed that ball into Vernon Carey, and Vernon just got raked down there.
I did see that.
And they didn't call not a nair foul.
And then they called a foul on Vernon, and he fouled out.
Dude.
I did see that.
It was like, gosh, you kind of felt like you got robbed a little bit. And then Trey Jones, he had a great look.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have a great look, but he had a good shot at the end.
Yeah.
It almost went in, but didn't go in.
Yeah.
But NC
State tonight.
I'm sick of the shenanigans.
She's sick of it. My girl said they're going backwards.
We're going the wrong way towards tournament time.
Roxy, Clemson beat number 6 FSU. Did you see that? 70-69.
Yes, I did see that.
Clemson beat them and rushed the court again. Clemson just beating everybody, and I'm not so sure I like
Clemson
it.
Clemson beats everybody except the teams they're supposed to beat.
You better talk that talk. You better talk that.
If they beat the teams that were supposed to beat, they'd be at the top of the ACC.
Well, ain't that something? Ain't that a bit of the truth? 6 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock, y'all. 50 Cent said he's going to go ahead and executive produce the rest of Pop Smoke album for him.
Who asked him to do that?
He said, just been riding around listening to a lot of it. He said, you know what I'm going to do, man? I'm an executive producer of this album, man. That's what I'm going to do.
Who asked? She like the way that I dance. She like the way that I move.
She like the way that I rock. Paid for by Mike Bloomberg 2020. Madness
in March. B-Rock, not one person on Instagram believes that Trails was really crying.
Not one.
102.
You didn't show me the other angle.
Yeah.
I ain't find it.
What angles you need?
Seven minutes after 8 o'clock, and yes, 3 Live Crew is on your radio. Fat G's out there in them streets, and we had told G's that they was excited about the morning rush.
Yes.
And we had told him that they was going to be on them donuts ASAP.
We don't lie about these things.
What's it looking like, G's?
Man, goodness gracious, y'all is not playing. Y'all was not playing about these donuts. That's how you supposed to kick it off.
Yes, sir.
Greensboro, that's how in the hell you kick off morning rush.
Yes, sir.
Y'all done came through. Shout out to Bree, pulled up on me. I'm finna get my dreads done up, y'all. Look at God working out, blessing us this morning. I told you people just leaving CIAA, didn't you? I told you. Yep. My boy said he just left the Ritz not too long ago, had to sleep in the car a little bit, hopped out with a beautiful mink on. Mink was beautiful. I ain't gonna tell you. Hey, the boy got us some coffee, some donuts. Shout out to all the beautiful little babies that was late for school. Miss Danielle, we're going to talk about that. Them babies should have been in school. You know better. 102 Jams, Water Rush Industries, man. Glad y'all enjoyed them donuts. Have a wonderful week. Money Making Monday. I'm out.
Appreciate you, Jeezy, man.
Balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times.
Okay.
Yeah, that was...
Wrong shoes.
Osama
bin Laden. Shoes.
You can hear the moment the microphone hit the ground trying to brace the fault.
Yes, we could.
Shoes. Yeah. Oprah. Got you right there. Made me smile.
Why is everybody so happy with Oprah taking the air?
Oprah done got on the nerves a little bit. Yeah, Oprah done got on the nerves.
And it started with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it started with Mike.
It started with her talking about, we need to tell the truth about Michael. What truth, Oprah?
Yeah. That's where it started right
That's
there.
That's when I got off Oprah.
Why Oprah ain't got enough money like Beyonce? You remember when Beyonce fell? We never seen that footage.
To this day.
That's still.
I don't even remember where Beyonce failed.
No, that's an urban tale, urban myth. That we don't even know if that really happened. Unless you were at that concert or wherever the hell, or award show, wherever it was at. Unless you were there.
Everybody
liked Beyonce.
Everybody does not like Beyonce.
Everybody doesn't like Beyonce.
No.
Hey, at least the powers that be that control the social media do. Okay.
I guess
who they didn't like? Oprah. And they got it out there everywhere. Anywho. I like for my actors to keep it real in the real world the same way they do in their movies, Rob. Huh?
Okay.
I like Samuel Jackson. I like the way he cuss. He put it together good. I admire his cussing skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and I always picture Samuel being the same way he is in the movies in the regular world.
Okay.
And this clip right here showed me that Samuel is real.
Hey, can I take a picture?
No, mother I'm working.
Oh, mother take a picture, Bobby.
They already taking pictures.
Working.
Bye.
Samuel Jackson sitting in a car, Rock. Obviously filming on set. But it's not like a huge set. It's very small, so you really can't tell.
Remote location.
Yeah, remote. Yeah. And so he's sitting there in the car, parked in the street, like he's about to film something, and the couple rolls up. He's like, hey, can I take a picture? So Samuel, real as he is, turns and says, hey, M-Alpha, I'm working.
Yeah. No, M-Alpha.
And then the guy replies back with, oh, M-Alpha, blah, I just want to take a picture. And Samuel told him, man, you already taking pictures.
One more time for you.
Hey, can I take a picture?
No, mother I'm working.
Oh, mother take a picture, Bobby.
They already taking pictures.
Working.
Hey, the girl. Bye.
Yeah.
What's happening? You know what? Let's just move on.
What?
Bye.
Got real awkward real fast.
Yeah.
That's what I want my interaction with Samuel Jackson to be.
Yeah.
You want him to cuss you
Let's
out?
Let's cuss each other. Let's
yes,
cuss.
Man. Please.
Look, I'm a star. Got these n****s wishing. He say he hungry to...
It's 8:21. That's right, 8:21. You've already gotten tickets to Wildin' Out. You've already gotten your Duck Donuts for Morning Rush. You got your Ratchet Report. And now what is this?
Two deaths, Dot. Now, I know every time I bring up coronavirus, you get the roll in your eyes and carrying on, just like you're doing right now.
Because, man, you already know.
But this. Two people have died from the coronavirus. They were both at the same nursing facility in Kirkland, Washington. The first guy was a man in his 50s. It is being reported that he had some underlying conditions. The second was a man in his 70s, and it's being reported that he had some underlying conditions as well. From everything...
And he was in his 70s. An underlying condition. Keep going.
Yes, that's what I said. Why do you act like you said something I didn't say?
But I just feel like that needed to be reiterated a little bit.
Because he's older?
Yeah, 70s. And underlying conditions.
I don't think it has, from my understanding, if you get coronavirus and you have some underlying health conditions, regardless of your age, if you have something that is messing with your immune system, it is harder for your body to fight it, and you are more likely to have the serious result of death. But if you're a healthy person, then you should be fine if you get it.
Because when you say two people, you know, pass from it in a nursing facility. Okay. Kinda.
All right.
A little perspective on it, bro.
I mean, we would think of you gonna, you know, hit us with the, you know, two people passed in, you know,
college
and this and then like you know, they were fine and then you know, he was 75.
Yeah, they on the sunset, bro.
Okay.
They on the sunset.
Well, I'm just trying to keep you guys informed.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're not handshaking and stuff like that a whole lot. No, we're not.
Yeah, because it's person to person.
Yeah. So, you know, case pop up around here somewhere, just go ahead and know we waving from afar.
Okay.
What's up?
It's not real, bro.
It is real. Why do you keep saying it's not real?
It's like the West Nile and Ebola and...
Those were real! What are you talking about?
So there's a dude outside of this door right here that had it, and I said, go shake his hand. You go out there and shake it.
I'd dap him up and I'd embrace that brother.
And guess what? We wouldn't be working together for about a month.
Hey, I got money, envy me.
Most latest comment, Big Rock. If faking it till you make it was a person.
Yeah.
They get no trails.
Yeah.
I'm about to post mine now.
What you posting?
No, I'm just a video of him, his little gif, and just if a person was. I'm going to put my...
You can go to _3LiveCrew. _3LiveCrew to see trails and let us know. Is he really crying? Or is that crock cap? Drank has made that word in the comments. Yeah. Crock cap.
Crock cap.
Man, our promotions director Lowe's ain't answering my text messages so we can try this damn Wendy's breakfast.
I keep hearing such good things about Wendy's breakfast.
I want to try it. Rock said they use cracked eggs, right?
Fresh eggs.
I'm so interested. I want one of them little, I want a baconator with egg.
I want that chicken biscuit, that honey chicken biscuit.
Dang, that do sound like it could be jumping too. You gonna get egg on it or you ain't gonna do no egg on it? I wanna try that cracked egg bit, Rock. What you say McDonald's out there doing, Rock?
Free egg McMuffins today from 6 to 10:30. They say it's National Egg McMuffin Day.
What you gotta do to get one? Just go, you gotta buy orange juice or something?
No, I believe free? You just gotta have an app. You gotta do something on the app. Hey. And in that participating location.
You know I love me an egg
McMuffin. You can get your free egg McMuffin.
Hey, you know who got him. Big Drink got him. Right here on the first page. On the food. Yeah. Under my food tab. I got a food tab. I got a bunch of.
What's all on your food tab?
Hold on, let me show you. What's on my food tab?
These
under
apps,
food. Yeah. Pizza Hut, Domino's, Uber Eats, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Starbucks.
After the towers came down,
a plane has crashed.
50% off your installation. That's InvisibleFence.com.
50% off the installation. Now, I might be thinking, now I can do that.
Shut up, boy.
It might be coming, Deuce. 45 degrees out there, and we're going to get to a high of 63. Mostly cloudy. You know why?
Why?
Probably going to rain in the morning.
Yeah, I was seeing people sad talking about it was supposed to rain a lot this week. I wasn't really excited about that.
So why are they so sad about it, though? What's wrong?
Because, man. No time for that. What is it? April showers bring? It ain't supposed to rain till next month because April showers bring Mayflowers. But don't forget, daylight savings time is this Sunday. Did y'all know that?
Yes.
Get that sunlight for a little bit longer.
Finally.
Hold on. I mean to go forward?
Yeah, spring forward.
Oh, just give me the light.
I kind of like keeping my hour of sleep.
Oh, nah. Forget that hour of sleep. Give me the light.
Calm down, Big Rock. Y'all almost said a four-letter F word. Haynes Mill Road, east of University Parkway. There is an accident right there at Summit Square Boulevard. And stop-and-go traffic on Salem Parkway westbound between Hastings Hill Road overpass and MLK Jr. Drive. Jamestown, there's an accident on Harvey Road north of Riverdale Drive right there near Haynes Road. And the homie Lowe's did finally respond, but right, he is grabbing us some breakfast.
Finally.
And your boy Drank is over here devouring.
I mean, tearing it up.
A grapefruit. I mean, juice running all down his knuckles.
I mean, the pink grapefruits are great.
Hot or cold. Music for the soul.
That's right.
Y'all should see the way this boy is licking this grapefruit juice off his knuckles.
This is a man's world.
I'm talking, it is the messiest eat I've ever seen in my life.
Remember when Jameis Winston did that speech before the game and licked all three of his fingers?
No. Man, go ahead. 8:39, y'all. 21 minutes away from 9 a.m. And yes, we're back with Mansers. What's up?
This morning's Mansers is from a man. He said, does any other dude have a problem with the amount of money that girl spends on hair and nails and stuff? Me and my girl been trying to save for a house, but we can't because she spends most of her money on crap like getting her nails done. I tell her that's not important to me and she don't need all that, but she says she likes to do it and wants me to be cool. Nah, it's too much money wasted. Why?
What was the first line in this Mansers bit, Rock?
Does any other man have a problem with the amount of money that girl spends on hair and nails and stuff?
No. What's the second line?
Me and my girl have been trying to save for a house, but we can't because she spends most of her money on crap like getting her nails done.
That's where the problem comes in. Right, I don't have a problem with my woman beautifying herself and getting her nails and hair. I really don't care how much it costs, actually. But
wait a minute.
I don't. I really don't care. But when it starts to compromise the goal that you all have set, I do disagree with that. I think everybody in here agree with that this morning, correct?
Yeah.
What say you, sweetheart?
The hair and stuff and nails and stuff, that's not that important if you really got a goal like that, trying to get a house.
Yeah.
Because I'm natural. I've been natural for 5 years. I take care of my stuff at home. I buy all my products so I don't have to have nobody else doing it. And I don't get my nails done no more because I'm trying to get another car. Me and my husband working towards it. So we can't afford that right now. It's all of what you feel like is important.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. It's about priorities. But everybody doesn't want, like, you doing your own hair, that's your preference. Everybody doesn't have that kind of time. That is, you have to invest a lot of time in natural hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Like, for real.
That's fair. Hey, I appreciate your call, buddy.
No problem.
WSSU Rams did it for Kobe, Bit Rock.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
We did it for Kobe,
but I don't want to say nothing because I don't want to seem insensitive to Kobe.
No, because they the ones really being insensitive now, because they the ones really mocking now. Now they mocking. So it's not us. So it's on them. So whenever they get through with it, okay, fine. Because he just mocked Kobe. He mocked Kobe's death right then.
Tomas, you did.
He did. See, it's those. See, they the ones mocking, not us.
Thank you, Tomas. Tomas just brought me some Duck Donuts coffee. That boy ain't bring me no,
ain't got no lid,
no sugar, no
essentials.
My boy walked in with
my
just
man got the bare essentials
and coffee.
I need some creamer and some sugar.
Try it black. Drink it black.
I'm going to taste it black.
No.
Shut up, drink.
All right.
I want to see if he likes it. You don't like it?
That's why I don't drink coffee to this day. To this day. I tried my grandma's like that long time ago, and it was all black.
Remember that song, Black Coffee, No Sugar, No Cream?
That's the kind of girl I need down for my team. No, that's not the kind of coffee I need down for my team. Tell you that.
But the sugar and the cream just turned the coffee a little brown, so why didn't he want that either?
What's wrong with that? Why are you wrong with that sister?
What's wrong with that sister? Because that's how I really, you know, that little brown, that deep brown. Well, I don't know who he was talking about.
Did it for Kobe, Big Rock.
Stop saying that.
Well, we was picked eighth. Preseason, we were picked eighth.
Here we go.
Mocking Kobe. He mocking Kobe's death.
And Big Rock. And
you're mocking Kobe's death. Can y'all just let Kobe rest in peace?
At this point, you're mocking Kobe's death. At this point, you are.
And.
Okay. Yeah, and.
We had been on an 8-year hiatus since we won our last championship. We did it for Kobe.
So that adds up to be 16. Now explain it.
No, I'm not adding. I'm just talking about the eights.
No. No. You said something about 2 8s. That makes 16. What's up?
I wasn't adding the 8s.
Oh, y'all had to be one. No better than the people showing pictures of the crash site.
So guess what, Doc?
No better.
Picked 8th. 8 year I hate it. 8 year hiatus. 8 divided by 8 is 1. Kobe's number 1. In that. Oh, you don't like it where I go with. You don't like it. Well, you don't like it when you don't like how I put it together.
Listen.
You don't like
at G-Ho, Tyler Ball was the most memed person in HBCU history.
Yeah, HBCU award now, the Tyler Ball Award.
The Tyler Ball, now there is an award.
If anything embarrassing happens at a HBCU now, it is deemed the Tyler Ball Award.
Now we have two candidates.
Yeah.
For Winston-Salem State CIAA run. One is Drankin's homie, Deron.
Deron Alexander.
He knows him.
Yeah, we graduate together.
Caught him sleep. I'm talking about snoring, sleep, and smiling.
Leaning on some girl's shoulder. I hope he knew him. I hope he knew her.
That was Thursday night.
So he went to A&T.
No, he went to Winston-Salem State. He went to school with us.
He went to school with y'all.
Yeah, he went to school with us.
Yeah.
But
I thought you said y'all graduated together.
In Charlotte. High
school. Got you.
Yeah, in Charlotte.
Okay.
He's from Charlotte. Oh, he was so drunk before the game, though, Rock. We saw it coming. Oh, we saw it coming. It was like, bro, so tighten up. That kind of drunk walking through the concourse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He got caught on TV sleep. They memed him a little bit. And now Trails. You can go to the _3Live Crew Instagram page. You can see Trails on there fake crying. Well, you might think it's crying. It's up to you. Which one gets the Tyler Ball Award?
Hey, bro, we voting. I'm voting for Trails with that fake crying.
Trails with the fake crying wins the Tyler Ball Award for that.
Bro. He had me
done.
I was like, is he crying?
I was like,
is he crying?
And I was like, no. No.
Y'all ain't shit, man.
What, Rob? Man, you all right, Rock. You saw it. What did you think Trails was crying?
No.
All right.
But by the time the cameras got there, it might have been gone.
All right, I got to show you another angle then.
Okay.
I'm going to show another angle when they're interviewing Coach Hill and the cameras cut to him live on Aspire TV.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Hey, my girl Rock is looking at it right now. She's looking at it right now. Big Rock, now that's your other angle right there.
Yeah.
Is Trails crying on that one?
Fake tears.
Is it fake tears, Big Rock?
I mean, it's like ever since baby on baby drop, man. Ever since baby on baby drop. Ain't nobody.
In 9 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock, and DJ Lil Vegas will be here mixing like a fool, man. In the meantime, we're going to give you this Roddy Ricch, High Fashion. Two jams.
And it's time for me to shoot down some fake news. There were reports that Jackie Chan had been quarantined because he had the coronavirus. That is not true. Jackie had to get on his Instagram, thank you, Soulja Boy, and shoot it down. He said, thanks for everyone's concern. I'm safe and sound and very healthy. Please don't worry. I'm not quarantined. Please, everyone stay safe and healthy as well. Shoot down that fake news.
It has been shot down. Shotten. Did I say shotten down?
You did. It's okay, though.
9 times out of 10. I'm gonna mess up once on them.
Paid for by Mike Bloomberg 2020. Madness
in March. Hey, our promotions director in here trying to scrap us for 10 little measly dollars. What is that all about?
102. Jams.
Y'all, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio saying good morning to everybody. Bit Rock, guess what?
What?
We gave tickets away this morning to Wildin' Out to a guy named Brian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Guess who Brian is?
Who?
One of the husbands in my group, No Ma'am.
Shut up.
Yeah, put in our group chat this morning. Said that was me that won the tickets.
Okay.
Big shout to the homie Brian, man.
Okay.
Yeah, we up to about 36 members now in No Ma'am.
Okay.
It's a real nice group over there. Okay. A lot of the guys that were going down to the CIAA survived. You know what I'm saying? A weekend of monogamy, you know, enjoying being faithful and things of that nature in the No Ma'am group.
You're putting too much on that. You just told a lot of people that a lot of them weren't faithful because you put too much on faithful. You drug that faithful so damn dirty, they're going to be like, look at how many times he said faithful like that. Let you know something went on because he got to emphasize faithful so many times.
No.
I didn't know if you were being serious.
See right there. That's how women look at it. You see what I'm talking about? Rock, ain't that right?
Why would I not be being serious about it?
Didn't I hit it, Rock?
I don't know. It was something like real playful about how you were saying it. And I was like, is he being for real? Or is he being fake?
See? It wasn't playful.
Look at the smile you got on your face right now.
Now you just got everybody in No Ma'am in trouble.
Why you got the grin on?
Because you're trying to make this something that it doesn't have to be. I was just saying the greatness that is the group No Ma'am.
Don't say that F word again.
Hey, everybody was faithful for CIAA.
Why do you say it with a grin?
See?
Dory, you know you're talking about something. It was a lot of emphasis on it.
It was! It just was! But Drake jumped out before me because I was about to say, are you being funny right now? But Drake jumped out there and said,
because if I was in No Ma'am, I'd have been like, hey, bro, chill out. Just got done. Roll with the got done. Just roll with the got done.
What is the got done?
Will you get on with the got done?
Man.
Sitting up here. I'd be over there saying, I would have said that.
13 minutes after 9 o'clock, DJ Lil Vegas is here enjoying himself mixing. Roxy is still trying to catch up on this Megan Thee Stallion interview. She's only 3 minutes in.
That's not true.
Start over again.
Run, girl, I'm trying to get your body wet. Work that.
Nose in need deserves puffs indeed.
9:29 in the what? Morning. And I rock. We're going to get to a high of 63 today at I rock.
Here
you go. It's 51 degrees Fahrenheit at I rock. Hey, my clouds just got heavy in the evening.
Mm.
Huh? In the evening. That's no V. In the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Mm.
That's a word, too.
It's not.
Evening is.
All right.
What's the opposite of morning?
Evening.
All right, then.
All right.
Huh?
In Jamestown, it's an accident. Jamestown.
If you ain't got one of them, you got what? You ain't got one of them, you got what?
Two of them.
Both of them.
Both
look here, boy. That's the word, boy.
My bad. B-O-O-F-B-O-F-F-U-M. Both of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you with your cousin, what'd you say then? He said, I'm with my cousin and who?
Cousin them.
Yeah, I'm with my cousin and them.
Yeah, my cousin them.
That's my cousin them.
In Jamestown, it's an accident. Why do I keep saying Jamestown? In Jamestown, there's an accident on Harvey Road, north of Riverdale Drive.
Hey.
Right there
the
near Haynes Road.
Take the S out of Jamestown. You know we around here, man. We don't put that S on that. You know that Jamestown.
It's Jamestown.
Yeah.
In Jamestown, it's an accident.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the hell with it. Good morning.
Coffee and D's. Duck Donuts.
The fakeness.
What you talking about? Trails crying.
Legit.
The cap cry?
Yeah.
Hashtag cap cry 2020.
Hashtag
cap cry 2020.
Cap cry 2020. That's all they're talking about on Twitter and Instagram. As a matter of fact, I was just on Twitter, and Chancellor Robinson hit me up and said he wanted to call in, and there's the phone ringing. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Is this Championship Chancellor Robinson on the phone with us?
Man, it feels like a championship.
You feel like a championship, man. Do you still got the nets around your neck?
No, I still have the nets around my neck.
Okay. Okay. We got Chancellor Robinson here, man, the Chancellor of Winston-Salem State University. We were all out there on Saturday night watching the Rams claim their 12th CIAA basketball championship.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How'd it feel to you, Chancellor?
Man, it felt great. It was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, you and I saw the video that you posted where you and I talked at halftime.
Yeah.
And I said we were right where we wanted to be.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that we were going to be down by 11 with about 4 minutes to go.
Legit. I did not think it was going to be that close, man. But Rob Colon did exactly what he was supposed to do, man. I was happy for that dude.
Look, he did exactly what he's supposed to do. I told people the other day, I was running around on the floor like Jim Falvano in 1983.
yeah, legit. Looking for somebody to hug down there.
Yeah, look for somebody to hug. Look, B, I didn't know. I had never been in this situation before, so I didn't know what to do.
Dang, so as a chancellor, this is your first championship?
This is my first basketball, men's basketball championship.
Okay.
Big deal.
But this is championship number 17.
Oh, wow. Yeah, for sure. I'm tripping. But this is the first basketball because we hadn't been there for 8 years.
That's right.
Now, Cleo Hill, man, Coach Hill did a great job, man. The boys did a great job. I was celebrating the cheerleaders this morning because they don't get a lot of respect. But the cheerleaders really did a great job this week. Don't you agree?
Oh, I thought they were amazing. Every time I see them, I'm so impressed with their abilities. I'm impressed with their skill set. They represent the university so well.
I agree.
Everybody talks about
it. Yeah. Absolutely.
They say how good they are.
They're the pride of the CIAA, man. I told them this morning, it's a couple of the chillies. I said they're the face of Winston-Salem State University, and they make us look very well.
They are indeed. And one of the things I really like, I don't know if everybody saw the picture of the championship where we had everyone around. We had the players, the cheerleaders. We had, the band was in the back.
Mm.
And it shows how we are. That's how we operate at Winston-Salem State University. We are indeed a rambling.
Absolutely, man. It's definitely a rambling. It felt like that in the spectrum. Roxy and I were talking about how much red was actually in the Coliseum on Saturday, man. It really felt like a home game.
It felt really great. Roxy, you know, I miss you. I wanted you to be out on the floor with us.
I saw you from afar, Chancellor. I saw you from afar.
Hey, you said you headed to the airport. Where are you headed now?
I'm heading to Baton Rouge.
Oh, wow. What's in Baton Rouge?
Yeah.
We're going down to Southern University.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, be safe down there, man, and carry that championship aura in the air with you, bro.
We will. Hey, thank you so much for having me this morning.
Hey, no doubt. Thanks for hitting me up, and we even wanted to be on, Chancellor, man. We're definitely getting the football one next year, bro.
We're going to do it.
Absolutely. You be good, man. Be safe.
All right. Take care, everybody.
I done seen it all, my God. I done seen it all.
You tell me who you with. Hey.
It's 19 minutes away from 10 a.m. and Big Mo will be in your ear hole. Good morning to you. It's 102 Jams.
Last week, we were talking about Offset making his acting debut on NCIS, the episode premiered last night.
I missed it. I'm going to the internet now.
I'm going now.
I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
No, for real. I missed it. I watched NCIS. I wanted to see what he did on there.
Did you watch it wrong?
I did not. I saw was a little clip that was floating around online.
How was the clip?
The clip was okay.
Yeah.
The clip was okay, yes. But I feel like you do have to see a bit more.
I want
to
see Offset acting, man.
Yeah. People are saying he was good, though.
Really?
Yeah, from what I see on social media, he was pretty good. Did not catch that because I was watching For Life.
Oh, that came on last night too?
No, it didn't. I was binging it.
It's three episodes.
We're three episodes into the season.
And what's up?
Awesome freaking show.
Doesn't he act just like Denzel Washington?
I don't think think he acts like Denzel.
Really?
He does sound like Denzel.
I mean, he's got his mannerisms and everything, bro. Like the way he holds his mouth and the way he arches his shoulders and stuff. Like everything is Denzel.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily think. The only reason I thought of Denzel was because I was trying to see if I thought that based on what you were saying.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about Denzel.
But you like it, though.
I really, really like that show. It is great.
Told you, man.
It is a great show.
Does it come on tonight? What days does it come on? I never remember.
I want to say Thursday.
Thursday nights?
I want to say.
Are your Real Housewives of Hollywood or something come on tonight, don't it?
Love and Hip Hop?
That's what I was talking
about. Yeah, Love and Hip Hop, New York and Miami, which I've told you I'm off of, comes on tonight.
My bad.
I'm scrolling through right now just to cut to Offset part. I can find.
Yeah, Drink has pulled it up very quickly.
Yeah.
It's actually impressive how fast he pulled it up.
Well, he's a pirate.
Don't worry about me.
On the IG lobby, Rod, they say it comes on Tuesday.
Tuesday, I'm sorry.
She
Wrong
just knew
tea.
It. She got her T-days mixed up. Nevertheless, we will be there watching it. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, TV Tuesday, we want to know everything you're watching on television. Man, I started watching Hunters again, man. That Jonas likes that. I'm really enjoying it.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot.
Roxy said we got to watch that joint, God, what was the name of it, Rob?
The Murder Trials.
The Murder Trials.
The Murder
somebody
Trials.
Fernandez or something.
Yeah, something.
I did not say watch it.
Yes, you did.
I did not say that. I really did.
Your reaction made me want to watch it. You said it broke you down. I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Before the opening credits.
What? Broke you down?
I was broke down.
What's it about, Rob?
Goes to Netflix.
An 8-year-old boy that's killed by his parents.
Now she got
everybody on the live right now talking about it's so sad. Don't do it. I can't bring myself to watch it.
It is the saddest story. It is the saddest story.
Really?
Of a system that just let a little boy down. A system that was supposed to be there to defend him and protect him. I mean, you're talking about a defenseless 8-year-old kid.
It's worse than the 4.
What?
Can't think of the name of it right now, but the movie was just on Netflix about the 4 boys in the park. They got that time that they didn't do, and now they
out.
Oh,
you're talking about
Central Park 5?
Central Park 5.
Exonerated 5?
You didn't watch that, though, did you?
I did watch that. I mean, it's just different.
Two different stories.
But you remember,
it's very different.
Well, I mean, just in that emotional stream. Like,
it's different emotions, though.
Really?
Yeah, very different emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Very different emotions. It was really... I couldn't make it through.
You didn't even finish it.
Like, you're talking about before opening credits. I was done for.
He was crying.
Done for. Yes.
Boo,
just
crying.
Done.
Like,
yes.
Chris Mayer, like, man, I was trying to get him, and then she up here, and this movie done took her down.
Like, he was just like, just.
All right, we're cutting this off, baby.
Yeah.
It's a documentary, or it's a, no. It's a series, or it's a, like, a 90-minute joint.
It is a series. I don't know how many episodes there are, but there it's like a limited series, yeah.
How many episodes did you get through?
Not one.
I didn't get through the one.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
It's extremely sad.
I had to watch funny stuff just to build my energy back
up. Dude! They were like, yes!
But look, Quavo in here was talking junk first. I'm going to watch it later and get mad. Now all these comments, he's like, nah, maybe I shouldn't watch it.
Oh, my gosh. It is... Oh, my gosh.
Damn, Bit Rock.
I am.
My girl got a little misty eye just damn right there. She wasn't even about to talk about that.
Y'all want me to watch it so I can bust it down for you?
Oh, I'm going
to
watch it. I'm going to watch it. I'm having ready to talk about for TV Tuesday tomorrow.
I ought to come over to the house and watch it just so when you start getting emotional, I'll pop you upside your damn head.
Now, I think it's something from the sound of rocks. It's something I should watch definitely by myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.